Ramaswamy has sidelined running mate Rob McCauley, GOP operative alleges. This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Vivek Ramaswamy has run his campaign for Ohio governor as a one-man operation and frozen his own running mate out of its biggest decisions, a Republican operative alleges in a report published Monday by the Ohio politics outlet The Rooster. The account comes from a single source. An anonymous Columbus operative, the outlet says, works exclusively with it, granted anonymity over fear of professional retaliation, and was published by The Rooster, a subscription Substack that covers state politics. TiffinOhio.net has not independently corroborated the operational claims, and the Ramaswamy campaign has not publicly responded. What follows is the source's account as relayed by the outlet. According to the report, Ohio Senate President Rob McCauley and his staff have been shut out across four fronts. McCauley's senior aides have been barred from the campaign's weekly strategy and scheduling calls, the source says, with spending decisions made by Ramaswamy's inner circle. The source also alleges McCauley has no role in messaging. Policy initiatives and media rollouts are dictated from the top, the report says, leaving his staff to defend abrupt rhetorical shifts they were given no warning about. On the campaign trail, the report claims, McCauley and his aides are routinely left off the guest list for major rallies and high-dollar donor dinners, sometimes learning of Ramaswamy's stops through public press releases. The source characterizes McCauley as too passive to force the issue, and says he often stays home rather than appear independently. The most concrete allegation concerns the campaign's own branding. Months into the cycle, the report says, the operation still has not added McCauley's name to its yard signs or its official media kit, and McCauley has pushed repeatedly behind the scenes to be included, to no effect. That claim is checkable against the campaign's public materials. The others rest on the source's word alone. Ramaswamy, the controversial biotech entrepreneur and failed 2024 presidential candidate, won the Republican gubernatorial primary in May and is the party's nominee to succeed term-limited Governor Mike DeWine. He named McCauley, the Senate president, who represents the 1st District covering Napoleon and surrounding Northwest Ohio counties, as his running mate in early January, and DeWine endorsed the pairing that same week. On November 3rd, the ticket faces Democrats Amy Acton, the former state health director, and David Pepper, a former Ohio Democratic Party chair. One thread in the report lines up with earlier mainstream coverage. The source frames Ramaswamy's outreach to Christian and evangelical voters, a high turnout block in Ohio's rural and suburban counties, as a glaring weakness. Independently, NBC News reported in January that Ramaswamy's religion was a live issue at the McCauley rollout in Cleveland, where speakers stressed McCauley's Christianity. NBC reported that Center for Christian Virtue President Aaron Baer told the crowd Ramaswamy had committed to picking a strong Christian as his number. 2. Ramaswamy, who would be the first Hindu governor in the United States, confirmed the conversations but described his commitment as something short of a promise. The Rooster also says it broke the news of McCauley's selection in January, before the official announcement, a claim NBC News corroborated in crediting the outlet. The report adds that the pick came together only after Ramaswamy abandoned a near-final plan to choose former state treasurer Josh Mandel, going so far, the outlet says, as to commission a Ramaswamy Mandel logo before calling McCauley less than a day before the rollout. NBC confirmed that Mandel emerged as a late contender. The logo and timeline details come from The Rooster. Stripped of the unverified specifics, the report's core assertion, a nominee who has boxed out his own running mate, would point to friction at the top of a Republican ticket that polling has shown to be competitive against Acton, in a state Democrats have not won at the top of the ballot in 20 years.